This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November 2018. We're talking no other than Cambiola Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CANB. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the CFO of the company, Mr. Stan Teeple. Stan, welcome back to the show.
Everett, pleased to be on and talk to your listeners again.
You know, give some of my new listeners a little bit about statement, who you guys are, what you do, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
That's perfect. Cambiola is a CBD-based company. Just by way of a little explanation, when people think about the marijuana plant, you have to divide it into two sections. There's the marijuana cannabis side that is the THC, the psychoactive, the product that makes you high. That's also the federally illegal product, and that's not where we're at all. We are on the hemp side of the plant. No THC. We're a CBD product. And CBD essentially falls into a couple of categories. There's the medical side and the wellness side. On the medical side, we tend to think about pain and inflammation and people that have joint issues and things like that. That seems to be the biggest constituency we have on that side. But on the wellness side, if you have sleep deprivation issues and you have stress and things like that, the calming medical effects of CBD is where we're at. So everything that we're about is CBD-based. Every product we have, every subsidiary, we're driven in the CBD space.
You know, one of your divisions, Pure Health Products, has made an acquisition of Hidalba and Inc. It's intellectual property and formulations. What is all that about?
Well, Hidalab is founded by a gentleman named Frank Horwich, which has a big name within the CBD industry, university professor, and really an exceptional guy that has created a number of patents and things. He created a product after 2 years of research that allows you to take CBD, the product, and apply it to a pad. Now, when we talk about pads, these are transdermal pads. These are pads that people put on for joint pain. But more specifically, there's usually a couple of devices, like a TENS unit, a TENS device. That's the battery pack with the electrical leads that come out, and it goes plugs into the pad. Then you apply the pad to your joint or your problem area. Now, the pads typically help with healing and inflammation and pain and things like that. But when you introduce CBD onto the pad, apply the pad to your skin, and have the stimulation of the electrical that drives the CBD into the joint or your problem area, your pain area, and it just amplifies the curing and healing process just multifold. So what Hidalab has done is they've created a way to put CBD onto pads for TENS units and for normal just adherent patches that you have without losing any of the adherence from the pad. It is obviously sticky back pads, but allowing the CBD to migrate into the skin. So we've made an acquisition of that IP. We're now moved that manufacturing process up to our Seattle operation, which is where Pure Health Products is based. And we're off and running. We got orders coming in. It's a great acquisition.
So it's safe to say those revenues will probably fall sometime on the first quarter or second quarter balance sheet.
100%. Yeah, we're rolling out now. We're making product and we're selling.
You know, today you released an 8K announcement that you obtained a U.S. exclusive for a new medical device program. Can you bring myself and my listeners up to speed on that?
Sure. This is actually the most exciting thing that's happening in the company right now. We created a wholly owned subsidiary. It's called DuraMed, Inc. Now, specifically, DuraMed is a medical device sales unit. There's a device on the market right now. I mentioned the TENS unit. A lot of the listeners will know what those are. But there's a new, far more powerful device called a SAM unit. SAM is an acronym for Sustained Acoustic Medicine. And what this is it's almost like a TENS unit on steroids. This uses ultrasound rather than electricity to do the same kind of thing. You apply the pad, you hook up the battery pack from the SAM unit to the pad, and the ultrasound now penetrates an inch and a half or 2 inches into your skin area, drives straight through your skin into the problem area. So SAM, just by way of a little background on them, the SAMS unit 2.0 is in every single locker room and training facility of every single major sport and minor sport in America. I'm saying wow. Every locker room for every NFL, every NBA, tennis, golf, everybody has these SAMS units in because their work. Think about an injured player on the first quarter of a football game. He's got a joint problem. He can't get rid of a cramp. He has something. They drag him in quickly into the locker room. They slap one of these SAMS units on him, let him sit there for the next 30 minutes absorbing and getting that. Oftentimes they can return to the field still in the same game. So it's a really powerful device. So what we have created with our DuraMed division is we have a rental program that we provide doctors who treat injury patients with the SAMS unit. The doctors turn around and rent these to their, and usually in almost always cases, the insurance company is paying for the rental, but they rent these units to their patients. The patient's taken home with them. So for the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, the patient, 3, 4 hours a day, maybe 1, 2, whatever the doctor prescribes, they apply the SAMS unit, they hook it up, plug it in, and they relax, and the curing of the healing of that ultrasound penetrates into the joint, and the swelling goes down, and the pain gets relieved, and the curing, and it helps with capillary development and all kinds of technical things I'm not qualified to talk about, but we absolutely know that this works. So if it works in the athletes, if it works in every locker room in America for professional sports, we know that it's going to work. And we've actually done a beta test. I'm going a little bit further into this, if I could just have another minute.
Sure, go ahead.
So what we've done is in this rental program, we have committed, and it's in our 8K today, we've committed to 1,600 of these units to be distributed within the Northeast Corridor. It's primarily where we're doing now. And these rent for $55 a day for a 35-day cycle, which is essentially $2,000 of rental income. Two cycles of this ends up paying for the unit. We expect to get 7 or 8 cycles per unit per year.
Wow.
So I'm not going to do all the math for the listeners, but I think if somebody breaks down our 8K and looks what we're doing, they're going to have the same reaction you just did, which is, wow, this is one of the more important things, we have a U.S. exclusive with the SAM unit manufacturer. These are made in America, and we are the only ones that can do this for this insurance program that we have done. Exclusive.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And now, to tie that back in, what we also do on the pads in the SAM unit is we apply the CBD into those same pads. So now our Hudalab division, under Pure Health Products, PHP, supplies the pads to make the SAM unit even more powerful. So we're going to go, obviously, where are we going to go? We're going to go to everybody that has a SAM unit now and say, why don't you just put this CBD into the pad, and now the pad is going to be even more effective than it was before. So we have a kind of a double-dip opportunity in there. That's huge for us. We're so excited about that.
Absolutely. The guest that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Cambiola, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol CANB. If you want to learn more about their company, go to their website, CANBIOLA.com. You'll learn a lot about them. They're also trading at around 7 to 8 cents, very undervalued here with a market cap around $33 to $35 million. Stan, that being said, it seems though you are on acquisition spree. You keep on looking at M&A. Can you tell us anything that's on the horizon that you guys are possibly looking at?
Well, obviously I can't, other than to tell you that we are looking for creative opportunities. There are a lot of smart companies out there that just maybe they're not so good at marketing, or maybe they have packaging issues or so on, but they have the technology down.
Absolutely.
So we are, every day we're looking, and every day we're presented with opportunities that people come to us and say, wow, you got your act together, you're trading, you guys are doing $3 million a day in volume and over the counter, and we're watching what the stock has been doing, and now with the things that we have going on, the word's out there that we're willing to talk to people that can bring in an accretive opportunity to us that'll self-support itself. We're not looking just to throw investment money around. That's not what we do. If we can get somebody that makes sense and they can add to our product line, still in the CBD space, then we're interested in talking to anyone.
Before I let you go, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Spend a minute on our website and look at what we're doing, but watch what we're going to do in the future. Don't be one of those guys that says, wow, I could have jumped in when these guys were 7 cents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I ask you that you come back on in 40 or 50 days, give us an update. I greatly appreciate your knowledge and what you guys are doing out there and helping people. I wish you nothing but continued success, and hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days.
Of course. Everett, thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.